Hello. Today the church celebrates Monday of the 24th week in Ordinary Time, and our gospel passage comes to us from Luke chapter 7, verses 1 to 10. When Jesus had finished all his words to the people, he entered Capernaum. A centurion there had a slave who was ill and about to die, and he was valuable to him. When he heard about Jesus, he sent elders of the Jews to him, asking him to come and save the life of his slave. They approached Jesus and strongly urged him to come, saying, "He deserves to have you do this for him, for he loves our nation, and he built the synagogue for us." And Jesus went with them. But when he was only a short distance from the house, the centurion sent friends to tell him, "Lord, do not trouble yourself, for I am not worthy to have you enter under my roof. Therefore, I did not consider myself worthy to come to you. But say the word, and let my servant be healed. For I too am a person subject to authority, with soldiers subject to me. And I say to one, go, and he goes, and to another, come here, and he comes, and to my slave, do this, and he does it." When Jesus heard this, he was amazed at him, and turning, said to the crowd following him, "I tell you, not even in Israel have I found such faith." When the messengers returned to the house, they found the slave in good health. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. In today's gospel passage, it's clear that the people knew they should be thoughtful of one another. Since the centurion had built the synagogue at Capernaum, the Jewish people told Jesus that he should perform the miracle of curing the centurion's servant. They were saying that, in a sense, he owed it to him. Similarly, as Jesus gained redemption for us by giving his life on the cross, we owe kindness and compassion to those he loves and redeems. The story about the centurion also demonstrates the humility of both Jesus and the centurion. By his authority, the centurion could do whatever he wanted, but he realized that Jesus was holier and closer to God than he was. He saw himself as subordinate to Jesus, and rather than summoning Jesus, he, who felt he wasn't even worthy to approach Jesus, sent messengers ahead. He didn't want Jesus to go out of his way for him. Jesus saw the faith and humility of the centurion and recognized his closeness to God. While there was no obligation, Jesus cured the centurion's servant. Humility is at the core of faith, and faith is the foundation of all other virtues.